Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Washington, D.C. Just follow the money.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. It's all fun and games when I'm doing that dance, but then I catch myself in a little thumbnail on Zoom here, and then I go, oh, my God, what am I doing? Stop. Stop doing that. That's not funny,
you know what?
Bob.
It's the only thing we have right now for variation from the tiny accordion that he does every time he comes out of the courthouse. Are you also going, Matt, slowly insane?
Yeah, that's so funny what they've arranged. I mean, that whole thing that he does, I guess, between sessions of his trial, he goes out and it's in the parking garage and they've arranged like a little pen for him. It's like what you set up for Bonnie and Clyde there in the studio. And there's like squeaky toys. They've got there's a mobile going around that he can play with.
I said he's like a psychotic orange, like cuckoo clock. He comes out and he does the little accordion and unfair in a witch hunt.
And then I love how he prints out. He's got a guy who evidently prints out all of the favorable articles from Fox News. And a couple things about that. First of all,
look at this. Look at it.
Right. It's a giant stack of papers. And that's only because I'm sure the guy who prints everything out also prints all the crap that appears below an article on one of these websites, which is just like a bunch of links to other articles. And then those skin tag removal ads that makes everyone barf when they scroll down. It's that. That's what he's.
You know what they are?
I bet they're a whole stack of that.
I bet they're the blank papers that the same ones he used when he said he was divesting from all his businesses. Those.
Oh yeah.
It's the same papers.
That's right. Right. Or it's like Alex Jones. Alex Jones always has the documents. Yeah, I got the documents right here, and they happen to be all printouts from Infowars.com. But they prove something. They prove that Paul Joseph Watson said something about something or another.
The chemtrails making the frogs gay. Okay.
But I got the documents right here to prove it.
Do the tiny airplanes.
Do
the tiny airplanes.
Oh, they're tiny airplanes and helicopters hovering around the tiny documents. Yeah, they're little tiny documents is what they... I got the documents right here in my playpen out here in the parking garage.
It's an age
with
old,
my squeaky toys.
Yeah. It's an age-old technique. Isn't I have a list of communists right here? Just the flapping papers. Yeah,
hear that paper rustling? That proves there's facts. That's
Aaron Rupar said, they're very good articles. Trump, again, is brandishing Fox News web articles he printed out on paper. And Bradley Moss tweeted, what do we say about someone who prints the internet? Okay, well, this is where... Or is Jody going to test as someone that makes her print the internet every day? That's where I'm going to defend Donald Trump. I'm an old-fashioned. Sean actually found printing sound effects. Who knew? You know what it is, Bob? There's too many things. How am I going to keep it all on an iPad? There's too many things.
I know. I've got like vacation-itis right now. I'm like counting down. Like, when can I have a week? Because it's really overloading.
I know. I don't get vacation this year because of the tour. All I get, I'm taking spare Mondays off after.
Yeah, and I always look to your vacation as to when I take mine. So, I mean, now we're both screwed.
I'm not so everybody shut your pie hole about me taking a spare Monday off here and there to survive this tour.
Right.
Okay. So, Bob, and what was it by yesterday? 10 time. It was 10 violations of the gag order. If you don't count him doing it during the. Right after the gag order hearing. And I mean, he's not going to stop, right?
Yeah. No, obviously not. And he was going after Michael Cohen yesterday. He was, I think it was on
witnesses, the jury.
Yeah, he was doing that. Mm-hmm.
So what?
Yeah, so
What happens now? I was asking Jody, I'm not sure why the judge didn't rule yesterday, because he hasn't ruled yet. It was the hearing where he bitch slapped Todd Blanche. But I don't, that's the thing. I don't know. What do you do exactly?
That's a good question. Renato Moriarty on your show was talking about how it's very unlikely he's going to go to jail for contempt. Yeah. I think that would be difficult, I think, for that to hold up in an appeals court situation if, that is brought to that level. And so I think, we all want to see him go to jail, especially after what we've heard already about the fact that he's going to have to go through the whole Shawshank thing with the delousing powder and he's going to have to put on the prison issue jumpsuit and all the rest of it. That makes me so happy. But I'm trying to calibrate my expectations here. I think it's going to start with a series of fines. And of course, the fines aren't going to be enough to motivate him to stop doing it.
Yeah.
So the fines will keep increasing over time as Judge Mershon realizes, oh, wait, I vastly underestimated this bozo. He's going to say all kinds of crazy crap.
By the
anyway.
Way, you quoting someone that was on my show to me.
Hey, you remember on your show yesterday guy said something?
And I frequently quote things that you said to you on your show. We could not be more in our liberal bubble, and we are proud of it.
Right, we're going to break the space-time continuum one of these mornings.
It is scary enough inside this bubble. We are not leaving.
But right. It's going to be one of those episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation where a whole bunch of Enterprises show up in a single area of space.
All the Spider-Men. Okay.
I think we've broken something here.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
But seriously, it's scary enough outside the... I mean, just having you and I talking about the fire hose, the tennis ball machine of Trump news for endless amounts of years now is just so exhausting. And, this is one of the things that, like you were saying, we're just enjoying every level of this with Trump, because clearly he never leaves the bubble where people only say nice things about him or lie, like Fox News.
Yeah.
So he's just completely bewildered by this whole experience, right?
Right. And one of the fascinating things I've been noticing throughout all of these different trials, the civil trials, and now we're into the criminal trials, where the lawyers, Donald Trump's lawyers, are saying crazy, stupid things in court.
Yeah.
And everyone's wondering, why are their lawyers so incompetent? Why did Judge Mershon call Todd Blanche or question Todd Blanche's credibility in court yesterday? Well, it's because Donald Trump is instructing his lawyers what to say. He's puppeteering them.
Yes, that's the thing. You can't.
And he's
getting
them to say all the...
Doesn't matter who your lawyer. Yeah, George Conway tweeted, Blanche is flailing. This is painful to watch. Mershon is cutting him to shreds. Because, of course, you're defending a ridiculous person with a ridiculous defense, that nobody believes.
A ridiculous person who's telling his lawyers exactly what to say in court and then threatening to not pay them probably if they don't say what he wants them to say. So naturally, what you're hearing coming out of the mouths of his lawyers is really Donald Trump's ridiculous voice. Like, I was the greatest president by far. I won with the most votes. This is a witch hunt by far.
Thousands of people were stopped by the police from coming to protest today.
Yeah.
Just stuff that is clearly provably...
Oh, yeah. Next time Todd Blanche starts talking, I want to see if Donald Trump can drink a little glass of water at the same time.
But this is, you're right, where this bubble, this right-wing bubble is hitting a court of law, is hitting the light of day in a court of law where you can't have a defense based on Fox News lies, like talking
That's
points.
Right. Well, Trump is doing, though, I think what he has to do, and he has no choice in this matter, is he's got to keep his base secure. He's got to make sure he's orchestrating what information his base hears about this trial. Because if they get the actual information, that may peel off some of his voters and say, hey, you know what? Maybe we stay home in November. Maybe we vote for RFK Jr. or something like that.
Yeah.
Because this guy, I can't vote for a guy who was a business fraud and all the rest, hush money to porn stars and things like that. And so he's got to orchestrate what they hear. And so it's a whole separate argument that he's engaged in publicly because he's afraid of losing his core support. And he needs every last one of them to support him in order to at least compete in this election.
In some ways, Fox News is not helping with that. You retweeted, Biden-Harris headquarters tweeted, Fox host says Trump is too old and unhealthy to sit in a courtroom all day. And you said, I never thought I'd say this, but keep going, Jesse. Keep going, Jesse Waters.
I mean,
he's basically talking about how old and brittle he can't sit there all day. And
and it's cold in there, don't you know? We got to get Grandma a shawl or something as he's sitting in court because he's concerned that it's freezing. You know, Joe Biden or Barack Obama, heaven forbid, said something like that. Oh, my God, it would be a six-month story on Fox News Channel. I think I'm underestimating that number. I think this would go on and on and on. Because you remember when Barack Obama was president, it was, oh, my God, he puts gherkins in his egg salad or whatever. Oh, my God, he likes arugula? What is that?
It's so effete. Wearing a tan suit. I know.
Yeah. Oh, my God, John Kerry in his cycling shorts. He speaks French? Are you kidding? So effete. Donald Trump stood there in front of a bunch of cameras.
I just got a visual of Donald Trump in bike shorts.
My retina.
Wow. I threw up in my mouth. That was horrendous, Stephanie.
Jody and I just harfed, as in Marie Harf.
That's right. Sean almost had to dump that. That's how awful that was. But seriously, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Trump stands there. And complains about how freezing it is and how it hurts his butt to sit there on the chair all day long or whatever. And no one says a word. Everyone's just like, well, yes, he's obviously an alpha macho guy, right? That's the myth. I'm so sick of that myth.
I got
that
a hemorrhoid.
Trump is the icon of the
I got a hemorrhoid today the size of Uranus. You would not believe it. Believe it. The best, the biggest anyone's ever had.
My lips hurt real bad. Just starts complaining like Napoleon Dynamite. Do you have any chapstick? Oh.
He's such a little whiny bitch. You tweeted a vote for RFK Jr. as a vote for Trump just after his inauguration in 2017 signed a law allowing mining companies to dunk toxic slurry into rivers and streams. I mean, it's hilarious, though, right, that the polling is now showing he'll hurt Trump more than Biden. I think lately more of RFK's crazy is right-wing Trump crazy. Right? Anti-vaxxer, pro January 6th, insurrectionist. What else am I missing? Putin talking points on Ukraine. I mean, so now, you know, they're panicking in Trump world because they're like, oh, my God, the polling is showing he helps Biden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a whole contingent of what I refer to as bro libertarians.
Yeah.
Who would normally vote for Donald Trump this year, but maybe can't bring themselves to doing that for whatever reason. So they're going to end up voting for RFK Jr., depriving Donald Trump of votes. And in fact, Donald Trump and the Republican Party is now becoming deeply concerned that RFK Jr. takes more votes away from Trump. Obviously, don't get happy. We got to vote like democracy is on the line, which it is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is one of those things where I think there's a rather cynical contingent of American voters who see all of this as a reality show and are just like, well, let's see what this button does.
Yeah.
And so they'll choose RFK Jr. as opposed to Donald Trump, which is also a choice based on entertainment preferences and lifestyle brands, essentially.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall.
Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, and I also think, Bob, as we keep saying, for everybody saying, oh, this is the weakest case, oh, this isn't as important, you know, as obviously classified nuclear secrets or whatever. But I mean, you know, Randy Mayhem Singer tweeted, you thought you knew what a big sleazebag this piss-frosted, vagine-necked wannabe dictator was, and then this trial. I mean, it's just, and we're learning even more. We're being reminded of everything and learning things that we didn't know. And again, it's always follow the money. I love this one. Kyle Griffin said, David Pecker. said he went from talking to Michael Cohen a couple times a week to speaking with him every day, sometimes twice a day when Karen McDougal's Trump story emerged. Pecker says Cohen told him not to talk over a landline, but use the app Signal because it's encrypted and messages would be destroyed. You know, and paying cash, as you all do all that when you're not hiding anything or doing anything illegal, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think we tend to underestimate David Pecker's role in all of this. Thank you, guys. The National Enquirer's role in all this, because I remember distinctly in 2016 seeing countless ads on the front, well, not ads, but front pages of the National Enquirer at the grocery store checkout lane. And there were images of Hillary Clinton looking like she was dying. Photoshops of Hillary Clinton's face looking gaunt and weathered. And, you know, and then that was the whole thing. And I think that people exposed to that every day, every time they go to the grocery store, I think had an effect in the minds of voters. Because then with this whole Hillary Clinton dying meme that was going around in 2016, by the way, here we are 8 years later, she's doing fine. Mm-hmm. That whole meme was compounded by the lie that Hillary Clinton can't be trusted. So Hillary Clinton's dying, and then when she denies it, oh, you can't trust her.
Yeah.
So that was what David Pecker was providing to Donald Trump throughout that campaign. And I think it actually changed votes. I think it actually had an effect in the election, as I think the prosecution laid out in their opening statement, that this whole scheme by Donald Trump and Michael Cohen, David Pecker involved in some level, that changed the outcome of the election. Yeah, that affected the outcome of the election. Yeah, you don't need to change votes when you can change minds ahead of time.
Yeah, Robin, you get reminded now of they were actively, the RNC, they were talking about Trump stepping down, or Pence was talking about stepping down. This was a big deal. This was right after the Access Hollywood take came out. Absolutely, if these two stories had come out right after that, that would have been, I mean, you just forget how dire it was at that point. Speaking of Pecker, you seem to be, I'm just going to say your excitement seems to be in direct proportion to how quickly Trump media technology stock is dropping.
Yes.
If you had an erection meter, it would be the opposite of the Trump media technology.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking really weak, low energy, flaccid, Mr. Trump. Right now it is down 3.9%. That's a $1.27 for today. It's down to $31.28. Great investment, folks. You know, the thing is, it's now Trump and Trump media is freaking out because people are short selling the stock.
Yeah.
And now they're complaining to NASDAQ that there's a conspiracy to rig their stock price.
Oh, and also all the builders unions just endorsed Joe Biden.
Yep.
I'm the builder, President. I'm a builder. I am.
That's absolutely true. I mean, by a lot. Manufacturing is through the roof right now. Manufacturing spending is like an order of, like an exponential order of magnitude greater than it was under Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oh, and you just retweeted the headline, Trump signs executive order that will effectively ban the use of TikTok in the U.S. And you said, flip-flop. Trump was for a ban before he was against it. He's not for anything except Trump, right?
Yes, yes. And I think back to 2004 and what was said about John Kerry, because he voted for the $83 billion before he voted against it, and flip-flop, flip-flop. There was a chant at the RNC about that. People brought flip-flops as props to the RNC to troll John Kerry.
Along with the purple Band-Aids, because
the purple Band-Aids.
He used to want a Purple Heart in Vietnam. Yeah. That was funny.
War veteran, wounded, yeah. Against a guy who got a deferment and ended up in the Texas Air National Guard. But that's a separate story. Donald Trump flip-flops on TikTok, which is a sentence I thought I'd never say in a million years. But right. It's true. Donald Trump signed an executive order to ban TikTok. And now he's like, oh, Joe Biden is the one who hates TikTok. Children, listen to me, children. He's right.
Children, the only thing you need is the Bob Seska Show. SexyLiberal.com.
Thank
that is
you.
All you
yes.
need to survive. I love you, Bob. Goodbye. We're late.
Love you, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.